Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE 851 Monday morning on KSJE. It's time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when we talk technology. Lewis Campbell is joining me this morning from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning.
There he is. We can hear him. We can't quite see you yet, but we will be able to in just a moment. So how are things with you this morning, Lewis Campbell?
Things are great. Things are good. Everything is, you know, we're not being destroyed by natural disasters or anything like that, so I'm happy.
That's good. That's very true. We like that, right? So that's important. So what's been going on? I'm going to pull you up here on camera in just a minute.
Well, I feel like it's just been a slow week. Maybe I'm wrong, but one thing that's come up is, so going back to Twitter and, well, X, I guess now it's not Twitter anymore. It's X and
right.
Elon Musk. A while ago, Elon Musk did a poll online of Twitter users to ask, you know, if they would be willing to, or who, how many people would want former President Trump to be allowed on Twitter again. And of course, most of the people said yes, so they allowed Trump back on.
Right.
He's done the same thing now with conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Oh.
Not taking any sides here, but he did the same thing. And of course, the kind of the same result. 70% of the people who responded to the poll wanted Alex Jones back, so they are restating Alex Jones on X.
Okay,
it's interesting. An interesting thing. Whenever Musk does this, he uses the phrase, and I'm not sure I'm pronouncing this right in Latin, va populi va Dei, which basically means the voice of the people is the voice of God. That's what he uses when he tweets out asking for people to respond to these polls.
Right.
So again, you know, letting another person back online who has had some controversy in the past, not taking any sides here and there, just stating this is what's happened and, you know, people are talking about it.
Right. And the reason that Alex Jones was kicked off of Twitter when he was all of his kind of conspiracy theories and talking about the Sandy Hook shooting and that didn't really happen. And as I recall, and he's been sued over that, by the way, and I've been told to pay in a civil case, I believe, millions and millions of dollars. So that's the situation there.
This is, again, one of those things that to me is important because it's you know, it shows that cross between technology and questions about free speech and every, you know, it's a controversy. People are thinking right now, well, you know, is free speech mean you let everybody, you know, free speech is free speech. Do you let everybody speak or do you worry about people who could, you know, potentially create havoc? And, you know, it goes either way, right? And I don't know the answer to that question, but technology is amplifying that, right? Because now we can get online and we can say things quicker and easier and generate more following. You don't have to have a publishing house or a printing press in order to get your word out anymore these days.
Right. Very true. And, of course, this comes at a time when Twitter, or X, formerly known as Twitter, is losing advertisers, and with that, advertising revenue, because some of these companies don't want their ads next to tweets from objectionable tweeters or Xers or whatever they're called now, or talking about things that are controversial that some of these people do. So that's another kind of conundrum for Elon Musk, I suppose, when he's complaining about not having advertisers, yet, you know, bringing back some of these folks that may create more controversial tweets or X's to have ads next to that these advertisers don't want.
Yeah, and really it's a conundrum for everyone, right? Because, again, it's one of the things that technology has done is made it easier and quicker for people to respond to things they don't like. So if you are a company and somebody, you know, puts something, you have somebody posting under your name, whether it's your advertising, commercial, whatever, and there's enough people that don't like it, they can respond and generate a lot of trouble for you really fast. So what do you do, right? Do you Do you go ahead and keep that person on, or you just, throw them off, or what have you? It's interesting to me how technology has amplified both all the angles to this, to the whole free speech issue. That's what I'm saying.
Very true. Very true. Well, we'll see what happens. Don't know with that one. It's always something new from Mr. Musk, I think. So, okay. What else is going on?
Kiss. Remember the rock band Kiss?
Of course. You know, who doesn't?
Everybody knows Kiss.
Right. What's going on then?
Their last concert, they ended the concert by introducing and allowing to take over their digital avatars. So Kiss themselves played, right? And then at the end of the concert, they brought in these digital avatars that were created by Industrial Light and Magic. And the digital avatars of the Kiss band members finished out the song for them. So this is interesting that they're kind of embracing this and transitioning to it for themselves, at least. And if for those of you who don't recognize the name, Industrial Light and Magic, of course, is the world famous special effects company that was founded by George Lucas when he, back when he was creating Star Wars and stuff, and basically produces a lot of the special effects that we've seen over time since then. So I think it's interesting that that we've seen avatars for singers who have deceased in the past. We've seen avatars in movies for people who have deceased. Again, going back to Star Wars, some of the later made Star Wars movies that were just recently made used avatars of people like Carrie Fisher. So it's interesting to see how much more now, we talk a lot about ChatGPT and artificial intelligence kind of blending, blurring the lines between humanity and machines, but, these avatars as well.
Right.
The future is now, I guess.
I guess so. And does that mean, do you think that the physical alliteration of Kiss is not going to be touring as much anymore? These guys aren't getting any younger, right? So does this mean you're kind of setting things up for the band, the entity to go on maybe into the future?
I don't know. They're not saying that. What they are saying is that they're doing this to preserve their legacy for the future. So to me, that's kind of a coded message that, when we do die, we want to keep going.
Right.
But they're also saying that it'll allow them to play more venues in a shorter period of time, like literally have concerts in multiple different places at once.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Very good. We got time for one more quick one.
NVIDIA. So if you don't know who NVIDIA is, they are the big 900-pound gorilla of the graphics chip market. So they make the graphics cards that go into machines to do high-end graphics for like video games and actually go into almost all of our machines now to do graphics in general. But graphics processing units or GPUs have also been used for Bitcoin for cryptocurrency generation as well. So they've become a big deal in the market. The US is getting on NVIDIA because they've been redesigning their chips for the Chinese market. And the US is saying, no, if you keep doing that, we're not going to allow you to continue to have access to the technology that we control. So there's kind of this war brewing between the US and NVIDIA. And in the meantime, there's all kinds of little startups that are already coming up to try and take advantage of that, make deals with the US or vice versa, make deals with China if NVIDIA decides to back out of China.
Right.
So that's kind of an interesting thing that's going on right now.
Okay. We'll have to see what happens. Interesting. All right. Very good. Well, Lewis, we are out of time, I'm afraid, for this Monday reboot, but thank you for joining me, as always, every week.
Hey, thank you. Have a great week, everybody.
All right, you too. And this is our last reboot for the year. We'll be back in January.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, all that good stuff.
Same to you and yours. Thank you very much. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is with me every Monday right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.